Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about a common question that I get quite often. And I thought I'd take a moment to do a podcast on it specifically. Now, I may have mentioned some of these things in other podcasts, but I want to make sure that's the focus of this one. And so the question is, what's more important, learning the skills that I need to offer clients or setting up my business? And the answer is they're both important. So it's really a catch-22. Which one do you do first? Well, they are intertwined. They are related to one another. So skills are important because that's how you make your money. You're being paid for your expertise. But the business side of things is how you deliver your skills using business systems. So you can see that it is important that once you sell a service, which is based on your expertise, you need a way to deliver it. And that's what the business side of things does for you. So they're both very important, and it's really hard to say which one do you do first. It depends on your situation. So this is one of these situations that's not cookie cutter. The VA industry is anything but cookie cutter. Everybody comes to this industry with different skills and different needs and different situations. So it really depends on what are you looking to do? I mean, are you somebody who has a full-time job who wants to start a VA business? Then you've got some income that you can use to spend on getting both your skills where you need them to be and getting your business set up. Or if you're somebody who needs to make money as soon as possible, maybe you need to just offer the skills that you have right now and focus on getting your business set up. Because each of us comes to the table with some skills that we could start our business with. And as we get our business up and running, we start getting some income, we can start investing that into learning additional skills. So as you can see, there's not one size fits all answer. It really depends on your situation. Both sides of the coin, your business and your skills, are important because they're intertwined, because it's a business. At the end of the day, you're running a business. Whether you're a freelancer or somebody who's going to have full-time, you know, business owner who's going to quit their soul-sucking job and work for themselves for the rest of their lives, it's important for both sides of that. It also depends, you know, on how much you need to earn. If you're looking to earn, you know, premium rates or charge premium rates, then you're going to have to learn something besides admin skills. But admin skills can get you started while you learn more advanced skills that can pay you more. Once again, it depends on your situation. Remember, you do have skills that you have right now. And I'm actually doing a podcast on this specific thing next week, which I'm titling, you know, What Do I Have to Offer? Make sure you check back for that. If it's not there, it's coming. And that will kind of speak to how do I determine what I have to offer right now? If I need to get my business started right now and I need to start offering services, how do I know what to offer? And that's what it's going to talk about. So just to recap this one, you know, one's not more important than the other. You need skills to make money, but you also need a business to make money. I've seen so many people have wonderful skills that they can charge premium rates for, but they don't have a business to back it up. So in other words, they sell a service, but they don't know how to deliver it. Okay, well, selling is the first step. Delivering is the second. So you need both parts. And if you sell it and you deliver crap quality, that's going to hurt your business over the long term because it's your reputation. So you can see that both pieces are so, so important, but so many people focus just on the skills side of things. The business side of things is just as important because once you sell something, then what do? That's where your business picks up and takes off. So it's all about, do you want to be a professional business owner? Do you want to be a peer professional and also attract other professional clients that can pay you premium rates? If that's the case, you need both sides of the equation. You need business and skills. You can actually do both at the same time if that's doable for you. You know, for some of us, like myself, I got overwhelmed. when I was trying to do this. So I started with the business first, because I didn't need to earn a living off my VA business because I still had a full-time job. So my focus was getting my business set up, as much as I could figure out, because at that time, 12 years ago, there really wasn't a whole lot around on how to set up a business. And if you've read my story or listened to my story, I don't have any kind of business skills, or I don't have a college degree. So it was something I had to figure out. Anyway, my point is, depending on your situation, if you're working, then take the time to build your business and then start focusing on your skills, because then once you sell your services, you're already ready to go. You're already ready to hit the ground running because your system's already done. So really look at your situation. Some people do it at the same time, and kudos to you if you're someone that can do that. Then I say go for it. Now, I have people in my VA success system that are doing both. They are learning the business side of things, which is what my VA success system teaches, but they're also taking skills classes. So they're doing things at the same time. So I know it can be done. And then there are others who will take part of my VA success system and then kind of shelf it and come back and pick up after they've learned skills. Because the beauty of my VA success system is you purchase it, you have lifetime access. So you can come and go as you please with that program. So at the end of the day, it's your choice. It depends on your situation. Both sides of the coin are important. Skills are how you make your money, business is how you deliver those skills. And if, again, you want to be professional, viewed as a professional, and charge premium rates, you want to make sure that you have your business systems in place, not just the services that you're offering. So hopefully that's given you some thoughts on that. But really look at your individual situation and choose what is going to work best for me. I mean, you can try to do them both at the same time and see if that works for you. If not, then you can pick and choose which is more important. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what do you need right now. If you have a job and you have income and your bills are paid, then I really would recommend looking at getting your business set up and then diving into your skills. That's my recommendation. If you're somebody who needs money now, then offer what you have and start building the business at the same time. Right? Hopefully that helps. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave them below. For those of you who are subscribers, thank you for staying around and being part of the Techie Mentor community. For those that are not yet subscribers, I invite you to subscribe to your favorite podcasting platform. You can find me on all of them. And thanks for listening, my friends. I will see you again next week.